Well, praise the Lord. This is Apostle Curtis Lewis. Welcome to the broadcast today. I want to thank you for tuning in. We're getting ready to go into a message today entitled, No Cracks, No Crevices. I want you to know the Bible says in Romans 15:4, whatsoever things were written aforetime was written for our learning, that we through patient and comfort of the scriptures might have hope. 2 Timothy 3:16, the Bible said all scriptures given by inspiration of God. Amen. Also, the Bible teaches us that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, John 14:6. He said, no man cometh unto the Father but by me. Now here in Matthew 5:20, the Bible is clear. For I say unto you that except your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees, you shall in no case enter into the kingdom of heaven. If we expect to enter into the kingdom of heaven, we have to do the will of the Father, Matthew 7:21. Let's go into the scriptures, and I want you to know there's no cracks, no crevices in the word of God. We just got to do it. God bless you. Let's go into the message.
Glory to God. It says, because straight is the gate. I want every preacher under the sound of my voice to hear me. There is no leeway. You can get up on your Sunday morning service and you can preach leeway in this book if you want to, but you lying to your people. There is no leeway in the scriptures. Jesus said it. He said, because straight is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life. And watch what Jesus said. Few gonna find it. I found it. I'm preaching it. I'm going to preach it till I die, till I take my last breath. I'm going to live and not die. I'm going to live a long life. With long life, he's going to satisfy me. But when I stop living, I'm going to still be preaching this. He said, few there be that find it. Okay? Matthew 7:21. Go on down, 21. Jesus still talking. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that do the will of my Father. Where did this gospel come from that you don't work? You don't do nothing after you get saved. Now, you don't work to get it, but once you get it, you better go to work, living it out. Philippians 2:12, work out your salvation with fear and trembling. How are these preachers telling you you do nothing? And why so many people believe in that easy gospel? It's not the gospel. It is a lie set up by hell to set people up to go to hell. Because the Bible says, hallelujah, the one that's going to get into the kingdom is them that do the will of God. Those are the only ones getting into heaven, according to the Bible. Now, I didn't write the Bible. I'm just preaching it. But he that do the will of my Father, which is in heaven. So preachers, you got the audacity to teach God's people that you don't have to do the will of God to go to heaven? That's your Bible. This Bible said people got to do the will of God. All right? Luke 6:46. Why call ye me Lord, Lord? Sound like them people over there in Matthew 7:21 that said, Lord, Lord. And he said, you can't get in. You that work iniquity, depart from me. Same people. You know why they call him Lord then? They made him Lord while they was living here and didn't live for him. And why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things that I say? Why are you calling me Lord and do not the things that I say? Brother sat right here and we watched it on the big screen and said, nobody can do it. Yes, that's what the Bible said, but nobody can do it. Well, the Bible said, why you call me Lord and don't do it? These preachers don't sound nothing like the Bible. And I'm just telling the public, you better check them out and you better find you somebody who preaches in the Bible because these folk leading you wrong. All right. Next scripture. Let's go on and finish this up here. All right. John 10:34-35. Jesus answered them, Is it not written in your law? I said, ye are gods. If he called them gods unto whom the word of God came, and the scripture cannot be broken. they was getting on him. They said, "Why you call yourself the Son of God? You making yourself equal with God." He said, "Isn't it not written in your law that I said you are God's?" Then you go read Psalms 82. It's written that God himself called his children God in that they help him rule and reign. Not God as creator, but sons of God. And he said, "I said it," and the scripture can't be broken. You can't break these scriptures. Whatever is written is a done deal. No cracks, no crevices. 1 Peter 1:23. Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible by the word of God. Watch this. The word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. For all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man is as the flower of grass. And the grass withereth, the flower fadeth away, but the word of the Lord endureth forever. This word will never, ever change. Not one jot, not one tittle. There's no cracks or crevices in the word. So the next preacher called me, I'm going to ask you, did you hear this message? Stop looking for cracks and crevices in the word. It's not there. The leeway God give human beings is the days of their lives. And if you turn from your wicked ways and you repent, he'll have mercy and he'll restore you. And tomorrow is not guaranteed. Okay? Now that's the truth. All right, we got three more passages. 1 John 3:2. Come on up here, hon. You can come on. 1 John 3:2. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doeth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him. And every man, watch this, every man that has this hope, can everybody repeat this right here? Purify himself. One more time.
Purify himself.
One more time. Why is there a gospel being preached now that say you do nothing, that all you do is believe, when the Bible said you purify yourself? Bible says some things you just got to get rid of. Give you a confirming verse. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. Seeing we have such a great cloud of witnesses, now let us lay aside the weight and the sin which doeth so easily beset us. That Bible says you lay some things down. And if there's some things you got in bondage to, then God's power will help you right there. But there's some things you can stop doing. God ain't going to do everything for you and then just let you in his kingdom. He said, if your righteousness don't exceed this righteousness of this church that we see, you shall in no wise enter into the kingdom. That's his instruction to us before he left. Now the scripture's not going to change. I won't go to heaven. And I'm going to follow this Bible. Okay, he purified himself even as he is pure. Now watch this. Whosoever commits sin transgresses also the law. Sin is only violating the law. I did a simple teaching about how to live without sinning. And it's so simple. I encourage you to go listen to it, and it show you how simple it is to live a life without sinning. And preachers make it the hardest thing in the world, and then teaching the body that nobody can live without sinning. No such thing as sinless perfection. That preacher is lying. That didn't come from the Holy Scriptures, didn't come from the Holy Father. It came from an unholy man, couldn't find victory. Now he's telling you, can't nobody do it because I couldn't. That's what they preaching. That's where that doctrine come from. Okay, let me cut this short. Y'all read that. Last two verses, John 14:15. If you love me, keep my commandments. It's all about love. When you fall in love with God and you just learn to love God more than you love yourself, I promise you. See, we have a few people saying, that's a hard message. Well, I'm going to let the scripture answer that. Jesus said, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. And he said, when you come to me, you'll find rest to your soul. Now, who's telling the truth, you or Jesus? If it's hard, Watch this. It's something in your life you haven't surrendered. Because when I was struggling, it was something in me that I hadn't totally surrendered to God. And when something is not totally surrendered, it is hard. It is a struggle. That's the hard part. So when you hear that statement, that's a hard message. You ought to know something you ain't gave up. But once you surrender everything to God, for God I live, for God I die, the Spirit of God will help you, clean you up. I'm a witness. He did it for me. And you fall in love with God, then you understand this scripture. When you love him, it's a pleasure to keep his commandments. It's an honor. And that preacher gonna get on the air last week and mess my vacation up by saying, you can commit adultery and God will let you in the kingdom. You ain't going in God's kingdom like that. And I'm saying that on the authority of the word. I'm not God. I don't know the end of your life. But I say, if you die with that, this Bible says you ain't going in. Next one, last one. And preachers won't preach this now because they scared people won't come back. And a lot of people may not come back when they hear this. But if I got three, I'm going to preach it. I'm going to live it, and I'm going to preach it. Because I'm not in this to have no church. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments. And his commandments. So for everybody, especially you preachers, that said it's a hard message, God said it's not hard. Now, who are you going to believe? You or God? Clap your hands and praise the Lord. It's easy. It's easy. It's just called total surrender to the Father. Amen. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for the opportunity to preach the message straight and narrow. And Father, I thank you for the courage to never lower the standard. Thank you for having mercy on me in the days of my ignorance. And I wouldn't have had mercy on me. But I thank you that you brought me to this place. And Father, I will be an example, and I will be your mouthpiece for the rest of my days. And I pray you'll convict every preacher that handled this holy document and let them know that there's no cracks, there's no crevices in this word, there's no leeway in this word. And I pray that they would teach it correctly and that you would raise up a church in this hour without spot, without wrinkle, or any such thing. I pray for Dr. Creflo Dollar. I pray for Jimmy Swaggart. I pray for Donnie Swaggart. I pray for all the preachers that I've heard preached against this book. God, I'm asking, if they don't know what they're doing, have mercy on them. And Lord, let them hear the truth. And Lord, once they hear the truth, then you deal with it from there because you're a righteous judge. But I pray mercy that they can understand what they really said. And that you would cause other interventions in their life to convince them that that's a lie that's being preached. And I pray that you'll save their souls. And I pray for the people under the sound of their voice. Lord, have mercy upon those people. And let those people do what the Bible say and test every spirit that they might be saved. I pray this from my heart in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen.
Well, praise the Lord. We're going to cut into the broadcast. I hope you've enjoyed this message entitled No Cracks, No Crevices. Because in reality, when we read the Word of God lets us know that heaven and earth will pass away, but the Word will not pass away. Glory to God. And that's something we're just going to have to settle in our hearts as sons and daughters of God. There's all types of teachings in the body of Christ, and a lot of the teaching nowadays suggests that you can go to heaven with unforgiven sin, that all you need to do is believe in what he did at the cross and what he did with his blood. And in spite of the sin in your life, God's going to let you into heaven. But you know, when you read the scriptures, you don't see any of that in the Bible. Amen. The Bible teaches that it's the pure in heart that shall see God. Galatians 5 verse 16 is very clear. It says, "This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh." I believe the body of Christ just need to find their way to the Spirit. Amen. Because when we was born again, we was placed in the Spirit. Now, when we find our way back to the Spirit, we will walk in the Spirit and not sin. Glory to God. Not many people believe that that's even possible nowadays, but I'm teaching and preaching the word of God, letting you know that it is possible. The Bible says, "Narrow is the way that leads to life, and few there be that find it. Broad is the way that leads to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat." Amen. Trust me, there is a narrow path. Jesus said it was, and he said few will find it. I want to let you know today that that path can be found by true believers who want to follow Jesus Christ. And when you find that path, it is a narrow path, and you will walk in the Spirit, and you won't sin. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 34, "Awake to righteousness and sin not, for some have not this knowledge. I speak to your shame." You know, the Bible is simply telling us that we can walk in the Spirit and cease sinning. Glory to God. But most of the teachings in the body of Christ suggest that we have fallen short of the glory and we will continue to fall short. But that message didn't come from the mind of the Father. That message didn't come from Jesus Christ, and Jesus never sent a preacher to preach that message. That message came out of the mind of men inspired by demons. Glory to God. The mind of God is sin not. Psalms 4 verse 4, the Bible is clear. Stand in awe and sin not. 1 John chapter 2 verse 1, the Bible said, "These things I write unto you that you sin not." Now, unless we get that message, we really won't have the message of the Bible. So I'm telling you, there is a narrow way, and you can find that way, and you can make heaven your home. But in order to make heaven your home, you're going to have to understand there are no cracks and crevices in the word of God. There's no way around it. Glory to God. We're going to have to walk in the Spirit. We're going to have to live our lives just like Jesus Christ. 1 John chapter 2, verse 6, it states clearly, "If you say you abide in him, then you ought to walk even as he walked." Those scriptures are simply saying that we can walk like him, we can talk like him, we can live like him, we can even see sinning as human beings. Glory to God. Jesus committed no sin, but we can see sinning. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 1, the Bible said, "He that has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin." And I know this is not a message that have been popular, but guess what? God is raising his standard now in the body of Christ. There's so many teachings, the hypercross message that said, "Just believe, just believe, just believe, and you're all right." No, you're not all right. The Bible said the devils believe and tremble. But let me tell you something. If you're going to make heaven your home, you're going to have to live this book to the T. That's why Jesus died. 1 John chapter 3, verse 8, the Bible said, "For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil." Now, if you believe that Jesus accomplished his purpose, then you should believe that you are able to live your life just like him. Romans 8, verse 29, the Bible said Jesus is the first of many brethren. All the other brethren were supposed to be able to conquer sin just like he did. Amen. Now, we have sinned, but he never sinned. But now, guess what? He left an example that we should follow his step, who did no sin. Now, you can rise up out of your sins and turn to God and walk in the Spirit. And guess what? You can live that way all the way till the trumpet blow. Glory to God. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23 is clear. "And I pray, God, that your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of the Lord." A confirming verse that we should be found blameless when Jesus come to receive us is in 2 Peter chapter 3, beginning at verse 11, going on to verse 14. The Bible said when he come, we have to be found spotless, glory to God, and blameless. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 25 through 27, the Bible said he's coming back for a church without spot, without wrinkle, or any such thing. Glory to God. So that is the type of church that needs to rise in this last hour to prove to be the sons and the daughters of God. Amen. And it is possible because of what he did on the cross and what he did in shedding his precious blood. He didn't die on that cross and shed his blood to leave a sin nature in you and leave you struggling with sin. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things have become new. That means when you got born again, he took away that old sin nature. You do not have a sin nature any longer. Glory to God. Amen. The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 2, beginning at verse 1, it says, and you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sin, wherein in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that worketh in the children of disobedience. Amen. And the Bible said you were by nature. Listen at the scripture. The Bible said you were by nature. You no longer have a sin nature. You used to have a sin nature that put you up under the wrath of God. Now you have divine nature. And because of the divine nature of God that live in every born again person, you can walk in the spirit and cease sinning. Glory to God. There are no cracks. There are no crevices in the word of God. I want to establish a few other things before we close the day. In John 16, verse 13 through 14, the Bible says that the spirit of truth, when he has come, he will guide you into all truth. Glory to God. 1 John chapter 2, verse 27, the Bible says, you need not that any man should teach you, but that the same anointing teaches you of all things. Now, when you got born again, the Holy Ghost took residence in your heart, and he will take you to the scriptures and guide you in this truth and let you know that this is the standard of God for the body of Christ. The Bible teaches us that when the enemy come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against him. Guess what? The standard is the word of God, and it has always been the word of God. Praise God. The Bible says in Psalms 138, verse 2, the word is above his name. Amen. God has put his word above his name. The word is the standard, and there is no cracks and no crevices in the word of God. We can't twist it. Amen. Nobody's supposed to be given their own private interpretation. Bible said that this book is of no private interpretation. Can't no preacher, can't no denomination, can't nobody give an interpretation of this book. This book interprets itself. And when we read these scriptures say what they mean and mean what they say. There are no cracks. There are no crevices in the word of God. And we men and women that are in the pulpit, when we preach this word the way it's written. We don't add to, we don't take from it. Glory to God. We don't make excuses for our flesh. Glory to God. We got to preach the standard. And the standard is the word of God. And when we preach this standard, it'll be a pure standard. There are no cracks. There are no crevices in it. So we don't need to look for any. Glory to God. We just need to believe it. We just need to receive it. David said, thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. Amen. I believe David got it together and he ceased sinning before he died. Amen. We know the record of many of those who failed in the Old Testament, but the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 12, glory to God, it says now that we have been surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay the sin and the weight aside. Amen. The New Testament church is able to lay the sins aside that the Old Testament church committed because we are new creatures and we can walk in the spirit and see sinning. Hallelujah. Psalms 119 verse 89, the Bible said his word is forever settled in heaven. There will be no adjustments made to his word. John 10:35, the Bible says that, glory to God, that the word cannot be broken. Amen. We don't need to try to break these scriptures because they can't be broken. Amen. We just got to preach it. We just got to live it. We just got to tell people that this is the standard. There are no cracks and there's no crevices. If we get up on Sunday morning, Wednesday night, Thursday night, or whenever we meet and we lower God's standard, then we owe God an apology. We owe the people of God an apology. You know why? Because we cannot lower the standard of God's word. Amen. To cause flesh to be able to feel good. No, flesh got to conform to the teaching of the word of God. The Bible said, if you live in the flesh, you shall die. But if you through the spirit shall mortify the deeds of the body, you shall live. So church, let's rise. Walk in the spirit and prove that this Bible is true, that there's no cracks, no crevices. So we don't need to make no excuses for our flesh. We need to walk in these scriptures. Glory to God forevermore. The Bible said whatsoever things are written aforetime was written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the scriptures might have hope. The scripture says, in the book of Timothy, chapter 3, verse 16, that all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Scripture says in Ephesians 4, beginning at verse 11, that he gave the apostle, the prophet, the evangelist, the pastor, and the teacher for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, until we all come unto the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man. I want to say to the fivefold ministry, let's rise, let's lift up the standard of the word of God, and let's let the church know it's time now, amen, to do it God's way. It's time now to live the book to the T. The Bible says in St. Matthew's chapter 5 and verse 20, it is very clear. I want you to listen to what the word of God has to say as we close for the day. It says, for I say, this is Jesus talking, I say unto you that except your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees, you shall in no wise enter into the kingdom of heaven. Guess what, church? We got to live this book to the T, and you can when you walk in the spirit. There are no cracks and no crevices in this word. So let's stop looking for them and let's start looking up, because our redemption draweth nigh. This is Apostle Curtis Lewis saying we love you. We thank God for you. Amen. I want you to go to our website to get more free teaching. Glory to God. You can go to www.someonecaresministry.org. That's www.someonecaresministry.org. If you want to call us at 225-272-6647. This is Apostle Curtis Lewis saying we love you, we thank God for you, and remember, someone cares for you, and his name is Jesus.
Someone cares for you. His name is Jesus.